Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Welcome to the library, or the ILC, which means Independent Learning Centre, and let me explain about some of its facilities. We're standing here at the entry gates next to the borrowing desk. That's where you check out any books, but you are also advised to study in the library here, since most of our material cannot be borrowed. Thus, we have seating along the middle of the library, and in that far corner in front of us, on the left, we have the quiet reading section for some serious reading activity. We used to have the computers there, but then realised that that corner was very quiet and thus better suited for the purpose it now has. The computers were instead shifted to a more central location, right beside us here on the left. Again, somewhat confusingly, this area once housed the newspaper and magazine section, but the people in the quiet reading area had to walk too far to collect this literature, so it was moved to right beside them in the adjacent corner. So, feel free to read the newspapers there. But the reference books, those huge weighty dictionaries, atlases and encyclopedias, were all situated at the opposite end of the building, against the wall. This was because they weren't generally that popular, and we wanted more space for the magazine racks, always a favourite with readers. Okay, as well as reading, you need to work on your listening skills, and for that you need the audio section. Again, such an activity needs a quiet area, so we put this in the last remaining corner up there on your right, as you can see. There are CD players and headphones, so just borrow the listening packs, sit down there and listen away. Right, that just leaves the main library. In other libraries, that's often right beside the newspaper and magazine section, allowing freedom to choose from all genres of literature. But here, we've got them further apart. For the main library, just follow your nose past the central seating there, and it's there among all that shelving, upon which you'll find an abundance of interesting books and listening packs to use.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20.